obviously we got the win, which is bottom line, most important thing. As unimpressive as it was, I don't think we played particularly well in any phase. Did get a shutout in the second half with the defense, which was a big positive. Came up with another, I think it was three takeaways defensively. Took care of the football pretty darn good offensively again. So there's some positive to draw upon or build upon, but overall we got to get a lot better. You know, we didn't play our best game, far from it. Special teams is just kind of sputtering along, do a few good things and some not so good things. And so, you know, Chucky Keaton will make you look pretty average at times on defense too. He's a heck of a player. Thought Utah State played hard. And Coach Wells does a phenomenal job with those guys. They're well coached, they're tough, they're disciplined, and they certainly have all our respect. So, questions?
What's this? Do you have any information on Travis or Hunter Dimmick?
Yeah, but we won't release that. It's injury stuff. Yeah, we don't report on that.
You don't know if they're done for the season yet?
No, they're not done for the season.
That's a, this game did seem to take a physical toll on you guys.
Yeah, we had some guys banged up. J.J. Dielman got a little bit banged up there at one point. And Hunter and Travis, as I mentioned. That's the nature of the game. It was next man up. Kendall's up. You see the kid sit there and cry and whine about losing quarterback. It was next guy up. There you go. So, nice stuff. Took care of the football.
Sorry, Kyle. I don't mean to make you repeat yourself, but did you say that you know tonight that Dimmick and Wilson are not lost?
We don't expect them to be lost for the season. No.
If
well, now anyone that's lost for the season will make that announcement.
If Travis is lost for any period of time, Kendall came in. How confident do you feel in him moving forward?
Very much so. He won some big games for us last year. He's doing some really good things before he went down with his injury. You know, if he's our guy next week, if Travis isn't able to go, then he'll be better than he was tonight because he'll be the guy all during practice and preparation. So he's a proven commodity in our eyes.
Do you feel he's all the way back from the injury he suffered
uh-huh.
last year?
Yeah, I think for sure. He doesn't seem to be any lingering effects or have taken anything away from his game.
What did you like and not like about your defense tonight?
I like the fact that we got after the quarterback a little bit in the second half. Not in the first half, but the second half we did. I think the play of the game was the strip sack by Peter Tamwaipanu. There, as they were driving, that was a huge play. I thought we tackled pretty good. We didn't control the line of scrimmage as well as I would have anticipated we would. I think they had some creases in there. And conversely, we didn't. You know, Booker, I don't know what he had tonight. Probably over 100, a little over 100, but tough yards. We're not giving him any room. He's having to break two or three tackles just to get a 5-yard gain. And so we're not run blocking anywhere near what we need to.
2 weeks and two big weeks for Johnny Paul makes the big play on defense. You talk about his impact and what he does for your defense.
Yeah, that's the nature of Johnny Paul. He's a playmaker. He's a big play guy. He's active. He's tough and very instinctive. And instinctive guys have a knack of making those type of plays. And that's what he is.
And then you have the freshman, Britton Covey, once again, kind of sparking.
Tremendous. Can't say enough good things about Britton Covey and what he's brought to our football team. And that one punt return, he basically did all that on his own, breaking tackles. And he's going to be a weapon for us this year and a great addition to our team, you know, as a receiver as well as a punt return.
Did Heba playing have something to do with the run blocking?
Yeah, sure did. You know, we got to find five guys out there that'll, you know, make a combination that can move some people around. And we haven't done that. You know, 2 weeks in a row now, we've been very, very average to below average run block.
Dominique Hatfield gets some time out on the field today.
Yep.
In the secondary. Talk about his overall game and what your impressions were in his first game.
Well, he gave up that one deep ball down the sideline. He had good position on the receiver, just wasn't able to make a play on the ball, but he was in position. Great catch by their receiver. But he's a guy that's going to continue to work into the rotation more and more as the week's gone. He's still not in great shape. But he gave us some quality snaps tonight, both on special teams as well as on defense. Great to have him back. I'll say that. We welcome him back with open arms.
Do you know more about your team now, 2 weeks in, than you did coming out of fall camp?
A little bit, but still not enough. You know, there's some questions that still aren't answered. And some things that got to get fixed and we got to get better at if we're going to have the type of year that we want to have, which is, you know, the bowl game and all that type of stuff.
What are your overall impressions of the secondary today, and were they better than last week, or where are they going?
Except for the couple balls that got behind us, one got behind Reggie Porter earlier in the game, down the sideline, down their sideline, and underneath zones. We seem to be having a problem matching up, and we're getting a little bit disoriented in our underneath pass drops with the linebackers and safeties. And they found those soft spots tonight. We got to get that shored up. We're just not doing enough job in route recognition.
But like you mentioned, you're turning them over. In fact, you're living on the turnover margin in the first two games here. That's got to be nice to be winning that battle.
Without a doubt, it's the most important stat in football besides the score. And we know what our percentages of winning are when we're on the positive side of that. And it's something we stress every single day is creating turnovers and taking care of the football and offense.
In the passing game, still not a whole lot to the outside. Is that a problem?
It hasn't given us much production in the first couple games. We'll continue to try to get the ball out there. Scotty had a couple of catches, and Tyrone had a couple of catches. That was it. Everything else is from the inside guys. But and then plus we drew a pass interference or two on the outside, which helps. That's like a completion. But we got to get it more involved. And the same thing I said last week. And I thought we did a little bit better job this week, but not nearly good enough getting them involved.
Did Gioni acquit himself pretty well, given what happened last week?
Yes, he did. He did. Tackles he made a ton of tackles, and is very active, tough, active kid. Three of those linebackers, Norris, Whittingham, and Gioni.
Somebody like Britton Covey, who sustained a big hit in the first quarter, and then he keeps sustaining some hits with these fair catches, is that kind of nervous for a coaching staff, or do you just let him play and make the decision?
Well, he's tough as nails. The kid is so tough, and you like him to be smart with his decisions back there, but he just wants to make plays, and he's trying to do everything he can to spark the football team. And sometimes you got to put the hand up there to fair catch. He doesn't like fair catching, but there's times where you just got to force yourself to do it. But he probably should have on that big one he busted, because the guy was smothering him right on top of him. He broke that tackle and was able to get the ball down to the 35-30 yard line, plus 30.
How do you feel Fitz kind of filled in for Hunter Dimmick?
Pretty good. He gave up the edge a couple times. Chucky will contain on once or twice, but Chucky breaks contain on everybody. You're not going to keep that guy contained every snap. It's impossible. He's too good.
Sanders Williams playing a little fullback early on.
Yeah, we figure with Moyai out, that's another way that we can get some of what Evan gave us. We lost with his injury is through Marcus, and he's not quite as big as Evan, but he's 230 pounds and tough. That's exactly what we tried to do with Marcus, is pick up some of the slack that Evan was providing, or what he was providing for us last week.
Poole was kind of playing a hybrid slot receiver, and he was in the backfield some too. Do you kind of see that as his role moving forward, is that hybrid?
Yeah, I think that's his best chance to succeed, is a slot receiver and sometimes in the backfield. And does a nice job in the bubble screen game and the fly sweep game at times. And so he's part running back, part receiver. So we're going to try to use him accordingly.
What was it specifically that you didn't like about your special teams game?
Just the inconsistency. Last year we were dominant, and this year we're just average so far through two games. Our punt average is very, very so-so. Kicked off, and we mishit two kickoffs, one out of bounds. Wasn't supposed to be a squib, and we just mishit it, and they got the ball on the 40-yard line, so we gave up some field position on two kickoffs. It was good to see Andy hit his only field goal attempt tonight. Kickoff return, any more kickoff return game is almost a non-factor. There's so few you have an opportunity to return to it. But it's just not as dominating as it was last year. And that was a big difference for us in a lot of games last year, the domination in the special teams. And we're just really not getting that done so far. All right, thanks, guys.